Here's the story of a girl named Raylan, who was bringing up three very lovely tots. Two of them had hair of brown, like their mother. The youngest one did not.
Nuts? Really? Here's a story of a man named JB, who was busy with three bands of his own. He knew a bass player and 11 drummers, and they need all of those.
Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and he recorded all her demos for a fee. They grabbed the bass player and 11 drummers. That's the way we all became the R&B. The R&B. The R&B. That's the way we became the R&B.
Hey everybody, welcome to the podcast, R&B 20s at 420-ish, with Raylan Nelson, and I'm here with Greg Shaddix.
What's going on?
Of Woodstock, Georgia.
That's right.
And it's the Mockingbird podcast, yeah?
It is the Mockingbird podcast.
So yesterday I was calling it the Morning Star podcast, and then I was like, the Morning Star. And then you popped up on my Instagram today as Mockingbird. it's Mockingbird. But how did you get the name Mockingbird for your podcast?
That might be the most frequently asked question. I went through like hundreds of names trying to figure out, but I like the fact that, because my idea of the podcast was, I like how, you know, stories are passed down from like your grandparents to you to maybe your kids or whatever. And I also like the idea that a mockingbird repeats other bird songs. It doesn't necessarily have its own song. And I like the idea of the conversation being a way of those stories just keep getting passed around, or you
that
hear.
That's really deep. And I never even thought about how mockingbirds, they're not original at all. They don't come up with their own song.
No, they're the nature's cover artist.
Yeah, they really are.
They really are.
I had one at my old house, and he would do the car alarms around. But I haven't, at my new place, I don't have mockingbirds. A lot of hummingbirds, but not mockingbirds. And it's actually synchronicity because my kids and I watched Hunger Games.
Yeah.
And you know the Mockingjay?
Mm-hmm.
And so, and I don't even know if the Mockingjay is a real thing. They might have just, is the Mockingjay? I have no idea.
I don't know. Yeah, because, well, when I first started it, people kept bringing that up. And I was like, that's okay too. I mean, that's fine. It's a great movie. So that's okay. I mean, if that helps people remember it, I'm fine with it.
Yeah. And then why did you start the Mockingbird podcast? What was it for? Was it just for Mad Life stage? Because it's actually ran out of Mad Life.
Yeah, stage. My studio's here at Mad Life. But no, I started it at home. Like, my day job is I build race car simulators. So I weld all day. Yeah, it's.
Wait, race car simulator. So something that's like a race car but not?
Yeah, exactly. So like we build stuff for like NASCAR and open wheel racers and flight simulators, and basically the idea is you can race in one of our simulators, and it's not, you know, they're still really expensive, but you know, a race car like a NASCAR is a few million dollars, and if you wreck it, that's a bad thing. Whereas you can get in ours and you can race any racetrack, any real racetrack in the world via monitors, and the whole thing moves, and it's like going to an arcade and then stepping it up 100 times.
But you can actually drive them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, they stay in one spot, but the whole thing moves, it surges, it goes up and down. It has 6 degrees of motion. And
so virtual reality.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, some of ours actually do come with VR headsets and the whole nine yards.
So wait, I'm confused. Who would want this?
Mostly like big race teams, like say like a NASCAR race team.
For because training?
You can exactly, they can put their driver in that, and they can do thousands of laps and not really spend any money. Whereas if you got into your actual race car, you got the tires and the fuel and the track time and all that, you know, and not to mention a $2 million car, you know.
Yeah.
So.
And does it simulate a crash when there's... if they were to make a mistake or something?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I can see where this could come in handy.
It's a cool thing, but because I do that, I spend like 10 hours a day welding. I listen to podcasts all day long. And then one day I was sitting there, you know, because when you were on this show, we talked about Todd Snyder. And you know that one, you know the one story he tells about when he first saw Jerry Jeff Walker, and he goes, "Well, shit, I can do that."
Yeah.
One day in my head, I was like, "Well, I can do this." So I started at the house with just, you know, like the microphones and stands and stuff I would use to play a music show, and then that just kind of turned into this place over like a 2.5 year period. So that's why I started it. It's just because I was listening and I like talking to people, you know, I like having conversations, and one thing led to another and I just kept doing it. It really truly is my favorite thing to do.
And you were saying that you do some where that's just you, right? Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have to do a few of those too.
Yeah.
But sometimes I have to like keep notes of what I'm going to talk about, because I'll be like, I'm getting better. But, you know, it's when you're just sitting there rambling.
But you know what? Sometimes, like, I kind of enjoy that when I hear somebody, like, just kind of going through whatever's on their brain.
Yeah. It's definitely like, more real.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes when I'm listening to podcasts and they're doing that, I'll look at my phone like, oh, did it pause or... You know, and start talking again. I'm like, oh no, they just stopped for a second.
They just stopped for a second.
So, what are your top five favorite podcasts?
Rogan's probably number one for me.
Rogan's number one.
I've been listening.
Got COVID?
Did he really? I did not hear that.
So it came out yesterday. Joe did an Instagram post, and JB saw this fan of his just did a 20-second YouTube video telling everyone that he had posted on Instagram. This guy got 63,000 views and a few, just like some schmuck like you and I just talking to a camera going, yeah, Joe Rogan got up on Instagram and said that Jamie got COVID. So they're pausing everything. I guess the ones we saw last week were all previously recorded.
Okay.
So they were off last week for the whole week. He got it then. So they have to wait 9 days and for him to have 3 negative tests for everything to start up again.
Really?
So that's why we have no Joe Rogan this week.
Well, you know what? I was wondering because nothing new had posted, but I was still getting called up at work on a few of the ones from last week. But wow. And talk about somebody that's like, I mean, really, really careful about having people in. I mean, he tests everybody. Like, wow, that's crazy. Wow,
yeah,
I did not know that.
It's strange how, I went to Florida for those shows for 3 nights in a row. I mean, we were gone 4 days and around lots of people. We were careful as you can be, but I was still taking photos with fans and or anybody who wanted to with Willie Nelson's granddaughter or whatever. So I wasn't going to tell anyone no about that, and we're fine. So it's strange that someone who is so probably didn't go out like I did, you know,
right,
somehow gets it from what? Who knows? Who knows?
It's a crazy thing. Like it's crazy.
It chooses its people. It just picks, it's like it pops people or something.
Yeah, it really does. Like some people will have, a friend of mine back home in Alabama had it, and he was like, I had a head cold for 3 days, and that's it. And then he was fine. And then some people, it just wrecks.
Yeah, they're down for the count for weeks. Don't get their taste and smell back for months. And so Jamie's, from what I heard from, and you can go watch the Instagram video, but Joe said Joe said Jamie said that it was just sinus pressure and thought it was allergies, and that's all he thought it was. And then he kept getting better over 3 or 4 days. And by yesterday, when he had posted that, he said that he was 95% or 90%-ish or something like that. So
that's wild.
It is wild. Okay. Joe Rogan, number one. And then what's your favorite?
Let me think. I've been listening. There's this there's a podcast company out of Atlanta, which is really close, called Tenderfoot TV, and they make these great, great podcasts. But he's got a new one called Dead and Gone. Have you heard about this one?
No, but I'm gonna write it down. Dead and Gone.
Yeah, you will definitely like this one because evidently
murder.
Yeah, but it's about the Grateful. It's about these murders that have happened at the Grateful Dead shows.
Oh my God!
Yeah, I'd never even heard of this. It's so well done. There's a guy. Okay. The guy's name is Payne Lindsay, who I really want to get on my show, but he's incredibly busy. So it's it is what it is. I mean, I have a list a mile long of people that I would love to be on my show, and I'm sure you do too.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's called Dead and Gone. It's great. And then so, he has a. Go ahead.
How many murders?
I don't know. I'm only on the third episode, so right now it's just one.
Okay, that he's going through. Okay.
Yeah, but I think there's more coming later. I don't know. A new episode came out. I think it comes out every Thursday. I don't know. I'd have to look, but it's great, and the production value of it is amazing. They do awesome stuff. I really really like that one. He's got a couple other ones. A lot of his stuff is true crime stuff, but he has another one. Payne Lindsay does. It's called that I just got into this week. It's called what is it? Radio something. Radio Rental.
Radio Rental.
Yep. And each episode, it's a true. I don't know why I got on a true crime kick over the last 2 weeks. It just happened.
Halloween.
Yeah, maybe. But it was each episode is one or two stories of things that really, truly happen to people that are almost unexplainable. They're not always crimes. Rainn Wilson plays a character, this narrator, from.
Okay.
One of the episodes, I've been telling everybody about this. So there's this guy, he's in New York City. He and his girlfriend go out the night before to hang out with some friends, go to a bar, do all the things, come home. Go to bed. When he wakes up the next morning, his girlfriend's not there, but it's I don't know, noon on a Saturday. It's not that big a deal. Maybe she went to get coffee or whatever.
Right.
So he walks downstairs from his apartment to smoke a cigarette. And this girl just walks up that looks just like his girlfriend, but she's wearing jeans and high heels and a leather jacket, something that evidently his girlfriend would never wear. But it's her. She starts yelling at him, I can't believe you did this to me, blah, blah, blah. Goes up the stairs to their apartment, has a key to get in, opens the door, starts packing stuff, still yelling at him the whole time, I can't believe you would do this to me. Storms back downstairs, gets in a cab, and as the cab's pulling away, somebody walks up and hugs him from behind. He turns around. And it's his girlfriend wearing the normal. So he's
I just got goosebumps.
It's crazy. And you can see it on security cam. They see it on the security cam, everything. And nobody can explain what happened. Why did that happen? Nobody can explain it.
That's a Twilight Zone episode, right?
Yeah, it's there was a wrinkle in the fabric of dimensions or something,
Or
I don't know.
Do you think she had something to do with this?
Well, that's what he was saying. Maybe she was playing a trick on me, but her dad evidently was a police officer and he investigated it. They had to get a warrant to get the video from you can see the girl in the hallway, but they did say that it was a little blurry, so it's hard to really see her face. But yeah, the whole episode is just stories. The whole season is just stories like that are.
Okay, I love that.
Oh, it is so good.
Okay, that's Radio Rental.
Yep.
Okay.
It's so good.
Payne Lindsay does that one too.
He produced it, but somebody else, I think. Yeah, because it's mostly Rainn Wilson that you hear talking.
Oh, that's
right. He plays an amazing character. What is it? It's Tony Carnation or something like that. I don't know. It's a completely fictitious character that it's hilarious.
Telling you these stories?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's, yeah. And they actually have the real people telling their story.
Oh, okay. I mean,
it's so good. I promise you'll love it.
Okay.
You'll have to let me know, because I promise you'll love it. And then I love Comedy Bang Bang. I don't know if you've ever listened to that. It's just like an improv comedy. The people come in and they're just, it's hosted by Scott Aukerman. And the guests he have in, they're completely improvised comedy characters. And he doesn't know when they get there who they're going to be. And it's just sometimes, the reason I like that is because sometimes it is just amazingly funny. And sometimes it falls a little flat. It just depends on how good the character these people make up on the spot is. And they'll go for a whole hour and a half playing that character. So that's
making it up as they go.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's pretty great.
Improv's so much fun.
I know. I would love to do it, or at least try it. I think it'd be fun.
Anytime I did that in any kind of like drama class or whatever in school, it was so much fun. It was my favorite stuff to do. Okay, so Joe Rogan, of course, Dead and Gone, Radio Rental, Comedy Bang Bang.
Yeah, so I need one more, huh?
That's not mine or yours.
That's not mine or yours. One I've been listening to lately, I don't know why I got on the true crime thing. It literally happened this week.
It's probably the fall weather.
It's got to be. And maybe they're just all coming out now. Because last week I was looking for something new because I listen to the same ones on repeat all the time. But there's another one. What is it called? To Live or Die in L.A. And it's about this girl that goes missing and they think it's the boyfriend. And I don't really think it was him. And I'm not going to give too much away from it because you could definitely spoil it. But I listened to a lot of that one today. It's really good.
I think I listened to one similar to that because I was looking up L.A. podcasts, or I was looking for a specific one and found that one when I was looking L.A. podcasts, because I was looking for We Must Remember This. Do you know that podcast? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's the one I couldn't remember. It's funny because I couldn't remember the name of it, and it's called We Must Remember This. But when I was looking for that, I think I found that one. And
yeah.
Like stuff like that makes me like freak, you know, I won't be able to sleep at night if
that makes sense.
I do like the murder stuff scares me, but like weird ghost alien stuff, none of that scares me.
To
me,
oh no, like, I love that stuff. I love especially ghost stuff. I will geek out on that real quick.
Have you seen one before?
Oh yeah.
Really? Because I have not.
Really?
Yeah.
I have. Yeah. Several times.
What are your ghost stories?
Oh, let's see. Well, here in the studio, you've been in the studio. All right.
Yeah.
So one night I was my mic sometimes in the video, you know how they don't want to sync up just right? So I will clap in front of the microphone and then do a little test to make everything sync. All right. So you know at Mad Life where the tracking room is downstairs? I was up here by myself on a Monday night, just me. There's no one else in the entire building. And I do like that to sync. And from the tracking room, I'm talking as clear as I'm talking to you right now. It repeated me.
No way.
So then I'm telling that story to a friend of mine who was here on the podcast, Tyler Lee Frush, who's an amazing musician. And he was sitting right there in that chair. And we heard somebody, it sounded like they were walking up the steps. And then it just, as clear as day, knocked on the door. There's right there. Like, you can see it I'll send you the clip of the video. Because both of us are sitting here. I'm telling him the story. And both of us are just, like, staring at the door. Like, stuff like that happens. Yeah, oh, yeah, you can hear it. It's, like, on the other side of the door. Like, you can hear it.
Did you open the door?
Yeah, nothing, nobody. It's just me and him. Only people in the entire room.
So what was that building before you guys redid it?
Well, here's the thing. That's what I think is the thing. Because, you know, like where the parking lot is, there's that house right behind the parking lot.
Yes.
That is the original house in Woodstock, Georgia. Like the very first one. Okay. All the bars, and there used to be an elm tree. There used to be a very, very big elm tree out front where the patio is. And when they cut that tree down, the rule was you have to reclaim it and use it for something. So the only thing I can figure, because all the bars in the whole building, some of the furniture, it's all made out of that tree. And the only thing I can think is there's some kind of residual something in that.
Yeah.
It never feels scary, though. It just feels like there's somebody here that's like, hey, I'm here. I just want you to know I'm here. Like, it never... Okay,
so you've heard one. Have you seen one?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I used to live in the Florida Keys. And I worked for the Boy Scout.
That's just like one strip of things, right?
What's that?
The Florida Keys is just like one strip, isn't
it? Yeah, I mean, but it's a fairly long, like, I think it's, I can't remember exactly, but I think it's, like, from the time you go from Key Largo all the way to Key West, like, it's a ways. I don't know exactly how many miles, but it's like, from Key Largo to Key West is probably a 3-hour drive. Now, part of that's because
Are they little islands?
Mm-hmm.
Are they little islands? Okay,
yeah.
I've never been. Okay.
Oh, you should go. Oh, they have a great songwriters festivals and stuff down there. You should definitely go. But when I lived down there, I worked for the Boy Scouts at the time, and we had an island, and I drove a boat for the Boy Scouts, and on the island, like, where all the campers were, like, over this way, and then, like, if you were staff, we had our own campsite, and we had, you know, there's all this stuff that drifts up onto the beach, so there'd be, like, pallets or wood or whatever, so we'd made a walkway out of that. So I'm asleep in this tent. And I hear somebody walking up the walkway. Not weird, because there's other people on the island, too.
Right.
And then, but the tent flap opens, and somebody looks in at me like that. And I'm like, I don't know who that is. Like, it was a full-grown man.
And wait, were you the only one in the tent?
I was the only one in the tent.
Oh, fuck.
It gets crazier. So, the only one in the tent. And then, I'm talking, it moved. Like, the tent flap moved. He went like that. Yeah. And so I get up and I look, and there's no one there. So I'm telling this story. They still tell this story. Like, it's been, speaking of the Mockingbird, they still tell this every summer. This really happened. Well, then I'm with my buddy, and we go to the library. This was a long time ago. This was probably, man, I don't even know. It was 20 years ago at this point. We go to the library, and I'm trying to find something about, because there used to be a lighthouse there. We finally found a picture of the lighthouse keeper.
Yeah.
Same dude that looked in my tent. No doubt in my mind.
No way.
On my granddad's new legs in heaven. I'm telling you, it was same guy. It was great. I got that one gave me.
Yeah, thrills. I got goosebumps on that.
Yeah,
one
that too. One gave me.
Did you, How long before that did he die? Like, how old?
Oh, I can't remember. It was a long time. Like,
so could you tell what he was dressed in when he?
No, because I mean, it was literally like I saw his hand and like this much of him. Like,
do you think you were half asleep and that's how you could see him?
Or maybe it very well could be. But I mean, stuff like that happens. My wife's that way too. Like, we went. Before we bought our house in Woodstock, we were looking at another house, and we both walked up on the porch, and both of us looked at each other, and we were like, nope, and turned around and got back in the car. Like, the realtor's just standing there like, nope. Like, the whole house felt like somebody was watching through the window at me.
Ooh.
Yeah, and it was nope. I will get real nerdy about ghost stuff. I love that stuff.
Yeah?
I love it.
Any other cool stories that you have?
I think that's pretty much the two... the only other thing I have, and this one's kind of weird, not really weird, I mean, they're all weird. A friend of mine, Greg Drews, was filming a music video at this old train depot. One of the guys in his band, his father-in-law owns it, and they rent it out for wedding and events and things like that, but it's beautiful. So they were shooting a music video in there, and I went down to help them do some stuff. And as I'm leaving, there's like one room that you go in, you can tell it's like set up for the bridesmaids to, you know, get ready. There's all these mirrors and the lights and stuff. And as I'm walking by, it's like, I feel like I need to go in there. And so I pull out my phone and hit the recorder. And like, I'm just walking around and I'm talking. And I get this, what they call an EVP. But it's an electronic voice phenomenon. And it is either.
I know about the EVPs.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's either like a kid crying or like a girl like making kind of a crying noise, but it is clear as day. Like, I don't know if I think I still have it saved on my phone.
Was
if I
it
do,
a voice
I'll
see.
Yeah, it's like a voice memo.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, it is so clear. It's crazy. That's the only other probably story that I can think that's really happened. But so I just
the only thing that happened even close to me was I was married at the time, so it was my ex-husband, and we were really young. We were it was before we had kids, so I was probably I don't need to say how old I was. I was like 14. No, I'm kidding. But we were pretty young, and we went out to Texas to my Aunt Lana's house, which used to be Papa Willie's house. So my Aunt Lana was is Papa Willie's second oldest daughter. His oldest daughter passed away a couple years ago. Lana lives in his old house. And it had, so it's a big, it's just this really big Texas house. Like you love the fact that my grandpa lived there in the 70s, 80s, right?
Right, right.
It's this really cool old Texas ranch, and it has a guest house. So, and the guest house was smaller than a guest house. Okay. So it's just like a big room, and it had a downstairs for storage and a bathroom in it. And that's kind of all it was.
Yeah.
But at the time, my husband Scott and I stayed out there, and Scott had always been more, he's had instances like you've had happen to him where he's like, oh, I know for sure. I've seen them. I've heard them.
Yeah.
And I never had anything like that. So I'm kind of like, I believe in them and I love hearing the stories, but I don't know if they just know I'm not scared of them, or I'm scared of people hurting people.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Not, that shit scares me. Not. I don't think they're trying to hurt us.
They might be trying
to communicate to us or something, but I don't think they're going to hurt us. So I don't know if it's because they know that I'm not scared of them or what, but I haven't had anything happen to me personally. But so we're staying there that night, and I go into, we're in the main house at this point. I go into the bathroom that's just downstairs, and I sit down and I see the light switch on the wall turn off. I saw it turn. I saw the little switch go like that, because when you sat, like, you walk into the bathroom and the toilet's here, you know, the toilet's in front of you and the sink's here, and that's all it was. It was just, that's all the downstairs bathroom was. So I turn around, and the light switch is right here on the wall. Turn around, pull my pants down, sit down on the toilet to pee. I'm looking at that switch and watch it do that. I get up and run out of that bathroom, pants at my ankles, and I'm like, I just saw the light switch go down. And my aunt's like, oh, yeah, it happens all the time. She's seen it a billion times. No big deal, right? And I'm like, okay. You know, so then it happened a few times, but I got used to it, and I was like, whatever. So then we were sleeping in that little guest house. He swears he heard little kids dancing and laughing right outside at nighttime. I never heard this, but I woke up to him with an ink pen, because he was scared of ghosts. So he was sleeping with he's 6'3", you know, big dude. He was sleeping with an ink pen, thinking that was going to kill a ghost if it came on up to him. So the weirdest part that happened was he had taken his fancy boots and tennis shoes. And that's all he had taken to Texas, right?
Right.
The door to the guest room went in to go into it. Okay. So we leave, we make sure we get our shit, because we live in Tennessee. We're going home. And we get home, and he does not have his boots. And so I call my Aunt Lana. I'm like, will you go out there and see if his boots are there? She goes to the house, and she couldn't open the door because the boots, somebody in that room, which nobody was in that room when we left, put his boots against the door. So she had to, like, push with her, all of her might to open the door. It was so, you know, and pushed his boots out of the way. So someone had put his boots up against the door from the inside. So I don't know. And all I know is I packed his boots. So I don't know who took them out after they, you know, but that's the only weird thing that's happened around.
Somebody liked those boots.
Yeah. Somebody or just like fucking them. I don't know.
Or that. Yeah. Or that. Could very well be that.
But yeah, that's the only thing. Okay, so were you a big Saved by the Bell fan at all?
Yes, yes.
So have you heard Mark Paul Gosselaar's new podcast?
I have not.
So here's the funny thing, because he has never seen an episode of Saved by the Bell.
Really?
Never once did he watch it. He showed up for set time, did his lines, he didn't, you know, the scenes that he's not in, he has no idea that those happened. He doesn't, no. So I'm lit. Okay. There's probably like 5 to 12 episodes, and they're going from the beginning, not with, remember like Good Morning, Miss Bliss, when Haley Mills was on there. So they don't, they're not doing those. They're starting at Saved by the Bell, First Class or whatever. And then for some reason, when they aired it for the first time, they didn't air the episodes in order. They aired it sporadically, which is how it is on Hulu. They have it how they aired it. So he is watching an episode a week, and he has a writer buddy who's a super fan of Saved by the Bell, who's talking with him through it. And the super fan watched it like I did, like every afternoon when you get home from school.
Right.
Four episodes it played, you know, so seen every single episode 14 times. But today he was like, wait a minute, Jesse and Slater dated? Zach Morris had no idea that Jesse and Slater dated. And
how was that even possible?
I know. And like, he's like, I just thought they had weird names for each other, and they always got on each other's nerves. Like, they were like mom, papa, or whatever. He's like, it never clued into him that the cast had been dating, that he just thought they were all friends. He knew the Zach and Kelly thing, but it's so good. They're probably only like 30 minutes long, and they go through the episode, and some of the stuff you can't even believe they would not be able to get away with the stuff nowadays. But and they talk about all of that. But he's like, I don't even remember this. Or, you know, do you remember like the Zeffirelli twins, those twins that were always in the back? Like, they get them on the phone and talk to them. It's just, it's a really cool podcast.
Okay, so I'm going to listen to it. I'm totally listening.
Zach to the Future is what it's called.
Zach to the Future?
Yeah, he said he's totally not the guy that Zach was. So he couldn't even watch it when he tried. Like, when they would go back and watch the scene that he just did, because a lot of it was done for a studio audience, and then a lot of it was done beforehand. So if they were to go and watch the ones that they just did in, for the audience, to see if they needed to redo it again. Oh, I don't know where I was going with that. That's all he's seen. So he doesn't, and he didn't, he couldn't stand the way he was, because it was so unlike him as a person. And if you listen to him, he's such, and I say this in a nice way, he's such a nerdy guy. Yeah. You know what I mean? In a nice, kind, just good, all-American heart. You know what I mean? That kind
right.
of.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he's just not this scammy, scandalous, trying to get in everyone's pants kind of guy.
Yeah, know, like preppy. Yeah.
Yeah, like preppy.
Yeah, preppy Zach. I mean, that's what he was back then. Yeah. I'm going to have to listen to that. That probably, you know, that's probably a healthy way to do that, too. You know? Like, from a child, I mean, you're basically a child actor. They were not very old when they were doing that show.
No, I mean, if I told you two more, I'd ruin everything he's going to tell you, because he talks about that and how his mom like put highlights in his hair. He had brown hair, and his mom put highlights in his hair for the audition, and then they just kept it going. And he talks about how his hair gets like big and crazy, you know, towards he said, you know, I remember the hair was really important to me. And I don't know. It's just really neat to hear him talk about it and watch the episodes, because he's never seen them. And of course, I've seen them.
That's the wildest part, is that he's never seen like one of the most famous shows that's ever been on TV. That's crazy.
It was a huge part of my childhood.
Oh, me too.
I can't believe he had never seen it. And then one other thing. He said that, there's something else cool. Oh, well, maybe it'll come back to me. But, they talked to the producer the writer of the show last week for a really long time.
Yeah.
And his take on stuff was really interesting, like why they chose, like they started off the show to battle Saturday morning cartoons. So, that like, even in the beginning, you can tell it's a little more cartoony than it kind of evolves into, you know?
Right.
But anyway.
So yeah, I need to see that. I need to, yeah. That will happen tomorrow. I will totally be listening to that.
So what about Your Mom's House? Did we talk about this last time?
Oh, I love Your Mom's House. That should have been on the list. Yeah. Have you watched any of the live episodes?
I watched the first one.
Yeah, I haven't watched any yet. That's what I heard.
It was so gross, the first one, that I was like, eh. But then I watched the Two Bears, One Cave live.
Yeah.
And it was pretty good. I mean, yeah. it was, there was some gross stuff in it, like porn and stuff, that I was just like, eh, whatever. But they think that shit's funny, so.
Right. Yeah, I love Tom and Christina, the way they are together. Like,
I know.
I love everything about it. Like, I love
Stolen Valor, the whole Stolen Valor bit.
Yeah, the water champ.
Yeah. This week was Megan versus Megan.
Yeah. I'm on Team Tom for that one. I think it's Megan.
I know. I think it's a Southern thing, isn't it?
Maybe.
It might be a Southern thing, because even my Megan Megan friends are okay with Megan.
Yeah. Megan just sounds weird to say. Megan.
It sounds like you're saying it wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, this doesn't sound right.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's definitely Megan. It's definitely Megan. Well,
especially if it's Megan. You can't
be Megan. Yeah, then it's without question Megan.
Yeah.
Without question.
And I think Megan sounds better, right?
I do too. Megan just sounds, I don't know. It doesn't sound right at all. Yeah.
Like they said, I think that guy was from Canada, maybe the guy that was on Cody.
Yeah, Cole. Was it something? Yeah.
Is he a comedian or just an athlete?
Think he was an athlete. Now I think he's like a YouTuber.
Okay, because he's pretty funny.
Yeah, he was really funny.
Did you
listen to when Marcus King was on there?
Yes.
That was a great episode.
So good. That made me like him.
Yeah.
I didn't before, but I didn't know him that well. That opened him up, and I was like, oh, I love this guy.
Yeah.
Anytime their guests are fans of theirs and kind of know. It's just so good. Okay, so did you hear when, Leo? You know Leo, who talks to Mark?
Yeah, yes.
You know when they used him to prank call the guy who was selling the comic? Greg, I've listened to that 3 different times to show it to people, and I have to, like, explain who Leo and Mark are, you know, before I'm like, it's so funny. I cry laughing every single
time. Oh, yeah. That Fart Simpson dude is a genius. I don't even know how you can do that and not laugh in the background. And then on top of all that, those sound bites being perfect every time.
Okay. And those are making me laugh. Don't be stingy. I say it all the time and just laugh, and nobody around me knows what I'm talking about. But for some reason, don't be stingy is hilarious.
I do the same thing. I was just, don't be stingy. There's only one guy I work with during the day listens to it too. So at least I have one. But yeah, there's so many. I mean, they've got a bunch of one-liners that are great, but that don't be stingy has stuck with me. Yeah, just thinking about it. Don't be stingy, Mark.
I need it.
Yeah.
And that poor guy with the kayak, you know, like, oh my God. And he was like, I don't know you. And then they just let it roll, you know. Oh my God. Yeah. It was so good. It was so good.
Well, what's amazing to me, too, is like they'll push those prank calls so far. And it's amazing to me how many people don't hang up. At some point, you have to know. Either those are just really nice people every time, but at some point I would hang up if I was the guy selling the kayak. At least I think.
Then again,
you know what? That's not true. If it was me, I would see, all right, let's see where this is going to go. I would have to know at that point.
My daughter's talking to me. Hold on. She thinks the police is out in our yard.
But there's a flashing light.
A flashing light?
Yeah, like there's a flashlight at the door.
Are you sure it's not my ring light?
No. Because I went
Hold on just a second. Let me make sure nobody's on.
Yeah.
But then I looked there and it was an Amazon girl. Hey, but it's just Amazon?
Yeah. Okay, let me finish this up.
That's why I was just telling you the reason I came out here.
Just
a few minutes ago.
Okay.
I just wanted
Thank you, Linda. Love you. Sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay.
The police.
Bye, Peter.
She calls all my friends beerlings. She thinks that you're probably my band.
Beerlings. I like that, though. I like that. That's a good term.
At least she'd come get me if the police show up at the door.
Absolutely.
Or how interesting is it that the police look like the Amazon
the Amazon truck.
What's triggering her is a couple of weeks ago, there was a sheriff that came to the house next door and talked to them for a while, and we were all kind of like, so we took the dog for a walk at that moment because we wanted to, like, be nosy.
Yeah.
I never found anything out, but he did stand there and talk for a while, but that's probably what's got her on her mind.
Yeah. It's understandable.
So the debates are happening tonight here in Nashville. So traffic is so bad.
Oh, I around bet.
It took my sister 2.5 hours just to get, like, 2 miles in town.
Yeah, really? That is terrible.
Yeah. I can't wait to see them. Did you watch the first? Did you watch any of them?
I didn't watch it live. I think I don't remember. I don't know.
I watched it later, but
yeah, I watched some clips from the both of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a weird time to vote in America. Like, it just is. I don't care whose side you're on, you know. It's a crazy time.
I don't know how anyone can pick a side right now.
It's hard right now. Like, I hate that term, like, the whole idea of, like, the lesser of two evils. Like, this is my opinion, but these should not be our two choices, in my opinion. Like, these two people.
A lot of people agree with you on that.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to.
On the ballot, Kanye West is on there too.
I saw that.
And I didn't think that was really going to happen. You know, I heard, but when I actually saw it, I'm like, oh, Kanye West and Donald Trump is on this ballot. This is so weird. This is so strange. Yeah. But getting celebrities involved in the politics, I got to say, it's made me more interested.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it definitely, it definitely makes it way more fun to, politics are kind of fun anyway, as long as, it depends on how you look at them, because,
I don't know why we expect Donald Trump to be politician-esque, you know?
I don't either.
He's a regular guy, you know? He's just like this weird
business. Yeah, he's a New York business guy. I mean.
Yeah.
Like, he's the poster boy for New York business guys. I mean,
he's not going to be political.
Yeah, he never has been. So why you can't? There's so many things in this world that we draw so many lines these days. I think you and I talked about this a little bit on my podcast when I said that nuance is not allowed anymore. Like, there's no such thing as nuance. There's no black, it's all black and white, or, you know, it's all left and right. It's all, like, when really, truthfully, most of every bit of life is in the middle.
Yeah.
You know, almost always it's in the middle. But what, I kind of got off on the sidetrack, but you can't expect a 70-something-year-old dude to change and be something different all of a sudden.
I don't want to change, and I'm 30, you know?
Yeah.
I don't
want to change. Yeah, I'm 43, and I'm pretty set in what I'm going to be.
Yeah. You know?
Like, I just pretty much am. Like, I don't think anybody truly Biden knows who they are.
Biden just seems old, right?
He
just,
right.
And I don't know. Bernie seems old too, but Bernie also didn't seem like he was, you know, a little bit not there.
Yeah.
I don't know. So it was really, the first one was really funny. Donald Trump definitely kept interrupting. And Biden kept repeating everything he said, even when he didn't interrupt him. He just kept repeating words like that, you know, like he was just repeating words.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And then the second time, I had already seen that the fly thing had happened with Mike Pence. So I was waiting.
There was some great memes. There were some great memes out of that.
Did you see the SNL skit?
Yes. It was so good.
The moderators and Jim Carrey did so good, right? But the moderator said, I am 100% sure that the only thing that's going to be trending on Twitter tomorrow is a human being, you know? I can't believe this whole thing is happening before us.
That's the craziest part of it to me. Like, number one, that those are our two choices, which seems crazy to me. In 2020, of all the people on this planet, those are our two choices. That just seems crazy to me. The fact that, like, I mean, I'm not to sound like, you know, I listen to too much Joe Rogan, but that the whole idea of one human being is in charge of it all, like, that's crazy to me. I think we're past that, aren't we? Or at least in my mind, we should be.
There's too many of us now for that. And too many situations and circumstances. You can't, a blanket thing doesn't help everyone.
No.
I want Joe Rogan to be president.
And I would know love that. It's never going to happen. Joe Rogan and The Rock together.
I wonder if he would if The Rock were president, if Joe would do vice. He might. He might do that. Right. But I don't think he would want to go do all the stuff he'd have to do.
No. No, you definitely wouldn't. And
He'd win. He'd win.
Oh, without question. I'd vote for him.
Yeah.
And and that's the crazy thing, too. There were, in my opinion, like, there were some great candidates that, like, I was all for Tulsi. Like, I loved her. And even Bernie. Like, I don't necessarily agree with everything he wants to do, but... At least
I don't agree with all of them, all of them. You know what I mean? I don't agree with everything every single one of them says. And even you and I aren't going to agree on everything we think.
No two humans are going to agree on everything. But the thing that's lost is what you and I are doing right now. Like people, like, and another reason, you know, when we started, like, why did I start the podcast? Because I think it's rare for two people to just sit and talk. Like, it's so rare anymore. Especially right now where you know, a lot of people can't get together and talk, but it's so rare for two people to just sit and talk, not text, not phone call, like look each other in the eye and talk. It's like, it feels like it's this antiquated thing that in my opinion shouldn't be anymore.
And I feel like a lot of younger kids like young 20 year olds are kids. That they don't know how to do it. I pride myself with my children. They can talk to adults. They're pretty good at talking to adults. A lot of kids can't talk to adults.
No.
They just only know how to talk to kids on their phone, you know?
With their thumbs. Yeah. Yeah, it's weird because people just don't talk. And that, I think if people would sit and talk to each other more often, then a lot of these problems that we think we have, we don't really have. And whatever happened to let's agree to disagree and, you know, let's go have a beer. You know what I mean? Like, whatever happened to that? Like, I don't know. It's wild to me that people just, I just can't subscribe to the fact that you're either with me or you're against me. I can still disagree with you and be a huge supporter of you. I don't know why it has to be that way. That seems crazy to me.
Did you hear the Republican Texas guy on Joe's podcast? He was good. That was good. Yeah, I liked him.
I really liked him. And a lot of those same points, like let's get together and figure this out as a team. I mean, there's what, 330 million of us now, is that right? Something like that in America. It's 335 or something, 335 million or something to that neighbor. That's a lot of people.
Like,
you can't, it's like the Jason Isbell song, there can't be more of them than us. Like, even that statement, like, let's just all figure it out together, man. Like, I don't know.
That's not unifying.
No.
There's some reason as humans, we have the want to have that us against them.
Mm-hmm.
We are they, and they're them, and they disagree with us, so they're wrong, and we're right. But we do that a lot.
We do it a lot. Well, I think, too, I really do believe that, like, we're not meant to live in these giant groups that we live in. I don't think that's how we're wired. I really don't. I think we are supposed to be, you know, in much smaller groups and together social, like, you know, as a social group, but, you know, what inside the perimeter.
I think 150 is the max. I think I've been reading Sapiens and it says that in, not necessarily, I guess in monkey tribes or whatever tribes, what do they call them? Groups. They, when their group gets bigger than 150, they split the group because you cannot have that kind of personal, not intimate like sex, but intimate relationship with more than 150 people.
Right. You know? That makes sense.
So, yeah. It's, that book is so good. I don't know if you've read that one
yet. I haven't. It's on my list. That's another thing I love. Like audio, I love like audible.com. Yeah. Man, I love it so much. Like for that very reason. Because I don't know about you, like reading, like, I don't know if it's because I'm really ADD or what, but reading stuff, like, I can't pay attention to it. But I would love just putting it in my ears. And I know it's not the same thing, but for me, it has been huge because there's so many books that I've read that I would not normally read.
I was lucky this year in the quarantine. I did sit down and read a lot, but timing wise, it's way easier just to listen, you know, and get shit done while you're listening.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I absorb it better when it's just going straight into my ears than when I read it.
No, sometimes I'll read two whole pages and have to reread them because I know I read the words, but I didn't retain it. I was thinking about something that's bothering me you know. Or what I'm going to do tomorrow for school for the kids or, you know, it's like, wait a minute. And actually, usually when that happens, I know I'm done reading.
Yeah.
You know, like I can read for 20, 25, 30 minutes and that starts happening. I'm like, okay, I think I got to stop.
That was my reading time.
Yeah.
That was my story time.
That's on those kind of books like Sapiens, where it gets into dates and numbers and, you know, where you have to pay attention the entire time. Now, if there's a really good book, like we were talking about Hunger Games.
Yeah.
I mean, I was sucked into those books and, you know, was I mean, my kids were little at the time, so I was like hiding in the bathroom reading them.
Right.
And, when they were even younger, I got into the Twilight books and read all of those the same way. So, you know, if there's a really good story, I'll get sucked in.
Yeah.
Can't do anything but read the book.
That happens to me on YouTube. Like, I will go down a YouTube rabbit hole, like, deep.
What's your latest one?
Last night I went down this one. There's a guy called, his channel's Make Art Now, which sounds like he's going to make a lot more art than he really does. But I think, I can't remember his name, but I think he does films for Hollywood and things, like he's an actual cinema photographer, but he does these kind of tutorials on how to use cameras and do stuff and how to build out, like I get super geeky too, because I love like recording stuff. So like in this room, like with computers and cameras, like I just love that stuff. I don't know why, and his channel's all about that. And I will go down that and then I will be on like webcam reviews for hours for no reason, and some of them I'm not even paying attention to. And then here's the real weird one. I got on, there's this their names are Trenton and Heath, and they resold boots, like they just fix shoes. And I realized like one Saturday night, like I had tuned out for an hour and a half just watching these 10-minute videos of these guys putting new soles on boots. Like, who does that? And why? Why would you do that?
Yeah.
But the way they film it's so great. Like, you see all the tools move. I don't know. It's...
Huh.
Yeah, that is the proper reaction, Raylan. That's the proper reaction to what I just told you. Huh. All right, Greg, thanks for being here.
The last YouTube thing I went down, and I've talked about this on the podcast before, so sorry, guys, but is the Free Britney movement.
I've not gone down that one yet.
She's in a conservatorship with, because her dad made her, because she went batshit crazy, you know, in 2007.
Yeah.
So he's her conservator, and she was on brain medication. So the story is, what her fans think she's in trouble. Back in January, she was doing Vegas shows.
Okay.
And her dad wasn't there. She was there with her people. She didn't want to take her medicine anymore because it makes her crazy and loopy. And he told her, he came to Vegas and told her she had to take her meds. And if she didn't, everything was shut down. She said she wasn't going to take them anymore because she didn't like the way it was. She felt on them. And so he shut off her tour and then locked her in a house. And that's where she's been this whole time. And they think that somebody else is taking care of her social media because they keep posting the weirdest shit. Like the same
It is super thing. Weird.
It's weird stuff, right? It's like, yeah. And they keep posting the same thing over and over again. Like, it'll be one picture with three different filters on it. And they've literally posted those same three pictures. Like, I know at least twice before in the same post. Like, they'll, like, a month ago. It's just like her in this, peasant top. And it's a crop top. And she's just standing there. And then the next photo, you swipe, it's the same photo, just a different filter. Swipe, same photo, different filter. And she's like, I love how this is this, all these different filters on this one photo. She's done that exact same picture three times again, two different more times.
Really?
No sense. And then like these weird strip-teasy videos that then are deleted. And they think that the boyfriend that she's with is hired. And sometimes she'll get on his live Instagram and he'll like be like, no, Brittany, you can't do that. And
I'm so going down this rabbit hole when I get home.
Do it. Free Brittany on YouTube. And they've asked her to wear shirts. You know, they're like, Brittany, if you need help, wear a yellow shirt, which is why they did that to Nadav. Do you remember when they did that to Nadav? Like,
I was wondering what that was about. Okay,
it's now reference to Britney Spears. Yeah,
now it makes perfect sense. I was wondering what that was.
You wore a yellow shirt in the next post, but that doesn't necessarily mean
anything. Yeah, that doesn't necessarily mean anything. They could be playing into it.
Yeah,
that is wild, though. Okay, that's what the rest of my night's gonna look like. I'm gonna go down a free Britney rabbit hole. That's better than reselling shoes.
Yes, I'm telling you, it'll. And, like, some of it's ridiculous. Like, they said that she's following 611 people. And if you turn that upside down, it's 911. Like, there's some stuff you're going to be like, eh. But then you're like, this is so good. I can't stop.
Well, like, that's like the Avril Lavigne. Have you ever heard that thing? Where they think that Avril Lavigne, the one that you see today, it's not really her. The real Avril Lavigne. Yeah. There's a whole conspiracy about that the original Avril Lavigne died. I don't know all the backstory of it. A friend was telling me this, and they replaced her, and there's things about like where her freckles are that aren't in the original pictures from like, you know, back in the early 2000s or whenever.
Okay, yeah. I'm going down this one.
Yeah.
This is the one I'm going down.
Yeah. Have you watched the Garth Brooks documentary on Netflix?
The one where he cries the whole time?
Yeah. What do you think about that?
I think
it's crazy, ridiculous. Right?
Yeah.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's true. That's on your mom's house. Yeah, I think he has bodies in his basement. I really do. Like, it's creepy, dude. It's creepy.
Yeah.
I had so many friends tell me, it's so good.
Yeah, they have so, on your mom's house, that all of the mommies, that all their fans just.
Have you gone to his Instagram?
Not to
look at the images. Just go look at the comments.
Is it all them?
Your mom's house fans. I'm talking by the thousands.
Yeah, in just a few minutes. But I'm on a podcast right now. Thank you. Okay, wait. Say it again.
I'm just saying, if you go to his Instagram.
Oh,
and just look at the comments.
Yeah, okay.
I highly recommend it. I mean, by the thousands. Okay. It's like, you know, keep it high and tight. Just following Proto. What did you do with the bodies, Garth? He would have to. Well, that being said, there's very little chance that Garth Brooks is the person running his Instagram.
That's true too. But then did you see the very first one he did? Like the very first Instagram video he did? They're like, it's like a conversation. It was really, really dumb.
I like that. I like it a lot. Like it was so weird. You know what? I mean, to his credit, he is an amazing performer. You can't take that away from him. But the dude's weird. Like, it's just weird. Fucking weird. Dude's weird.
He's a weird dude. Yeah. And let's not forget about the whole Chris Gaines thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Who decides that's a good idea? But when you're that famous, I don't know. Your granddad's that famous. He never became, like, Willie Gaines. He never did anything weird at all. He's been the same guy.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Maybe Garth. And he cried the whole time. Like, cried the entire time.
And about stuff that doesn't make you cry. Like, I get if you're talking about your mom or something, you get emotional. Sure, I get it. But the whole time honestly, almost 2 hours.
It was like football even made him cry or something. It was like,
It's wild.
God bless you, Garth.
Wearing them high and tight. You and Trish.
Well, listen, I want to catch the debate, so I'm sorry I have to cut the conversation short.
No, that's fine.
Thanks for being on the podcast.
Thanks for having me. We'll do it again sometime? Yeah, absolutely. You need to come back on mine, too.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks, Greg.
All right.
Well, maybe we should talk soon later, like maybe next week or something, so we can talk about what happens tonight at the debates.
Okay.
And about Avril Lavigne and Britney Spears.
We should do it. That's what we'll do. We'll talk next
week. Homework.
Yeah, and I'm going to go down. I'll start with the Britney, and you start with the Avril.
And then we'll
sprinkle some debate in there, too.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, sounds like a plan. All right, bye.
All right, bye. Paper straws are bullshit. Enjoy your groceries. Thank you.